This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I think we're on page 34 of this, about self-reckoning. Muhasaba, which is a very important concept of the soul, you'll hear it many times, means to take stock or reckon. Comes from the concept of hisab and hisba, hasiba. Here it means to take stock of one's own deeds and activities, not others. One should reflect over the entire day's acts and deeds. Upon recording a noble act or an act of worship, so essentially, it's almost like a defragging time at the end of the day. It's a time to reflect and say, MashaAllah, I did all of these good deeds. Ya Allah, I thank you. I'm so grateful to you that I've been able to do all of these good deeds. And Allah, give me better. Allow me to do more. And forgive me for my wrongs and my defects and weaknesses in this. So one should express gratitude unto Allah Most High and request for greater divine guidance and success in enhancing virtue. However, upon recording one's evil act or wrongdoing, one should become regretful. This is the daily muhasaba obligatory upon the seeker. The idea is that if we can start the day with dedicating everything to Allah and submitting everything to Allah. Some of our du'as tell us that. For example, أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ. So it's almost like a confession you do at the beginning of the day, and everything I do is for you. So in that regard, there's a verse in the Quran which is, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you can write that somewhere, that you'll see it every morning. So what that would help us do is to dedicate everything we're going to do in the day. And remember, this is only for those who kind of are advanced in this regard, who really want to get connected to Allah. Right? So to remember this and to think this way is only going to be for somebody who's serious about this. That all my salat, all my other rites that I do, in fact, my whole life and my death, anything, everything is going to be for you. That's amazing. All my work that I'm going to do today, anything that I'm going to do to assist others, the study of the deen that I do today, the prayers that I do, or the other little worships that I do, the assistance I might give to somebody else, all of that is for you. So that is reinforcing ikhlas and sincerity and literally consigning matters to Allah. So the benefit of all of that is that once we're saying that Allah, Ya Allah, even when I go to work today to earn money and to earn a living, and when I go to do shopping and everything else, all of that or any business that I do, I want to do it for you. That means you'll get barakah, because فَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ يَبْقَى. Whatever's going to be for Allah will have endurance, will have benefits, will have sustainability. So it's a really good thing to do in the morning. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do that. But then we end the day with this muhasabah, by saying that all of these good deeds, we kind of go over it and say, oh, alhamdulillah, I've got that. So when we've done shukr for it, Allah would give us tawfiq to do more. And we don't do it, obviously, in a boasting way, because we're doing this for ourselves. We're not saying this to anybody else. And then any bad deeds or wrong deeds or mishaps or mistakes or slips or blunders, we seek forgiveness for that. And we make tawbah for the sins. That's a great thing, way to start your day and end the day. Now we move on to the next section, which is contemplation of death. This is muraqabatul maut. Very important, muraqabatul maut. Absolutely a very grounding idea. A very grounding thought, a very sobering idea. Anybody who keeps remembering their death often will probably be able to rectify their arrogance, rectify their wasting of time, rectify their laziness to a certain degree, and will be able to develop humility, and so on. This means to contemplate, to think about the oncoming event of death. Reflect about the pangs of death. So don't just reflect that I'm not going to be here anymore. You have to reflect on more than that to make this effective. If you just think, oh, I'm not going to be here anymore, you have to take that somewhere for it to be effective. I'm not going to be here. Let me just enjoy my life. But rather, think about every stage. So firstly, think about the final word. Think about the pangs of death. May my soul and spirit be taken easily, not like a cloth that's got caught in thorny bushes and you're trying to pull it out. Then we talk about the questioning in the grave, the plane of resurrection, the reckoning on the day of judgment, the presence in the court of Allah, crossing the bridge, and so forth. These are the sobering thoughts, the different stages of the hereafter. All this has to be contemplated, and then a pledge is to be made that one will not venture close to sin in the future. 100 times a day, the request for forgiveness should be made to Allah, istighfar. This can be made as follows: Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, La ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyu al-Qayyum. It's just a powerful formula. You can do any istighfar. But here, what you're doing is you are saying words which Allah loves. Habibatani ilallah, Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. They're very weighty. So you're invoking Allah's rahmah and mercy and love towards you already, and then you're seeking forgiveness. You're just putting the istighfar in between. You're sandwiching in between. And then you say, La ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. So that's the ismullahi al-azam, al-hayyul qayyum, and Allah. So transcendent is Allah, and all praise be to Him. Transcendent is Allah Almighty. I seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. There is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting. Thereafter that, consider yourself to be most inferior, so much that if you observe with your own eyes another indulging in the worst of vices, then too, you shall not despise that person, nor shall you consider yourself nobler than him. Because what your focus is always on is not what's happening right now. Yes, based on what's happening right now, you're better than him. But that doesn't matter, does it? That's not the real arbiter in the hereafter. What really matters is what's going to end with. And if I end up in a worse state than this, and he ends up in a better state than this, then he's better off than me in the long run. So always think about it from that perspective. On the contrary, one should fear and bear in mind that it is very possible that the perpetrator of the vice may resort to sincere repentance and tawbah and become a person of high piety. That's an absolute possibility, isn't it? Think about this, that when you go into a masjid, there's people that you might not even recognize, they've got no beard, but they're always in the first saf of the masjid. And I'm thinking, I can't get the first saf of the masjid. That guy can be closer to me. I can't consider, I might know more than him. But that person might be closer to Allah than I am. They say that one of the Qurra from Egypt must have come to Bin Nuri town when Allama bin Nuri was alive. Some people complain he skipped past Darini, doesn't have a full beard or whatever. So he says, well, it looks like his outer is messed up, but his inside is better than yours. And your inside is messed up and your outer is better than yours. So you're fine together. It will work. So you can't compliment one another. Yes, if they want to do his islah, there's a way to do that, but just to complain. So it says here that while the one who despised the sinner may become ensnared, God forbid, in the meshes of the lower self and Satan, and then be diverted from worship and obedience, one has no certainty regarding one's end. Therefore, one has no basis for regarding another with contempt. This is the first step in seeking suluk. Without taking this step, the path of tasawwuf remains closed. The first part is to get your mind right. That's what he's saying. The first part is to get your thought process right. Then after that, he speaks about the spiritual struggle. Inshallah, we will do that next time.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.